USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that he hopes Congress will approve a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill aimed at helping Americans deal with the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky became the first U.S. senator to test positive for coronavirus, posting on Twitter he's feeling fine and is in quarantine. As the pandemic in America spreads, officials are warning people to stay home. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's going to get worse.
We're going to get hit. There's no doubt about it. We see it in New York.
On CBS's Face the Nation, he said the focus now is on the area's hardest hit.
It was very clear that the issue in New York was right on the front burner. And the situation is now that the resources that are being marshaled are going to be clearly directed to those hot spots that need it most. And clearly that's California, Washington State, and obviously New York is the most hard hit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Religious institutions are becoming creative in helping their parishioners. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Many churches around the U.S. are closed due to bans on large group gatherings in the wake of the coronavirus, but one priest in Prince George's County, Maryland, found a creative way to reach his flock despite calls for social distancing. Father Scott Holmer of St. Edward the Confessor Catholic Church in Bowie, Maryland, is inspired by many stories about drive-through COVID-19 testing sites in South Korea, and he decided to offer the sacrament of penance in a similar way. He decided to do drive-through confessions. Every day since last weekend, Homer has spent at least an hour in the parking lot of the church. On Sunday mornings, he's out longer as he would normally be saying Mass. Homer said it has brought him some joy at a time when he's physically more distant than ever from his parishioners. Homer even went the extra mile to have a blindfold with him since he can't set up a screen in the parking lot. Typically, confessions are heard with some degree of anonymity, although that is not required. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
USA's Chris Barnes says there's a new word on social media.
Could well find its way into the common lexicon, depending on how long the virus pandemic lasts. The word is COVIDiot. It's being used with a definition that's rather simple, a stupid person who ignores social distancing, thus furthering the spread of the COVID-19 virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.